Water quality in regional parts of Australia is not up to par with the rest of the country. Doomadgee has become the second town to make the issue public this year, with residents taking to Facebook to share shocking images of the discoloration of their water supply. Missy Drage reports.
Rural Australian residents are calling for the public to start talking about the poor quality of their water supply. One Doomadgee resident, Delwyn O'Keefe, has shared images showing the murky brown colour of their tap water. Environmental researcher Dr. Nina Hall says water quality issues have been ongoing nationally for over a decade and disproportionately affect rural Aboriginal communities.
People who live remotely, who speak English as a second language, who don't have access to internet connection to source extra information, such as our Australian Indigenous populations who live in remote communities, they may be a small total population, but every Australian is important.
She says structural issues in the way water management is funded is a big part of the problem.
So the responsibility for drinking water treatment is really different in each state and territory in Australia. In Queensland, for example, many of the rural areas are managed by regional water utilities, and then in the small areas they're managed by local councils. And then we also have something called Indigenous councils, about 15 of them in Queensland, and they have the responsibility in their communities to deliver water. So it's very dispersed. The funding is not equal. The rates based to pay for water is not equal across all those areas.
Despite the discoloration, acting CEO of the Aboriginal Shire Council, Mr. Gary Jeffries, told NITV News testing shows the water is completely safe to drink. But Dr. Hall says even if the water is safe, its palatability is still an important factor.
With water, drinking water, there are two issues, potability and palatability. Potability is about, is it safe to drink? Palatability is, do I want to drink it? When it's a funny colour, or it smells a bit funny, or it has a metallic taste on your tongue, or even people talk about hard to lather up the soap in the shower, yes, you are likely not to turn to water as your first priority when you're thirsty.
She says unappealing tap water forces residents to look elsewhere to fill that gap. While bottled water is readily available, Ms. O'Keefe told NITV News residents have no choice because of the inflated cost of bottled water. Dr. Hall says this often leads to overconsumption of sugary drinks, which can lead to a series of health risks.
I've just been in Tennant Creek in the Northern Territory, and I was told that Tennant Creek was the highest per capita Coca-Cola consumption in Australia, and the Northern Territory is the highest per capita Coca-Cola consumption in Australia. And the community, the health clinic, were really revisiting this statistic because they know what the flow and effects of higher consumption of sugared beverages does in terms of nutrition, obesity, diabetes, and all the other many challenging health issues that people face.
While the water in Doomadgee may be safe to drink, there are still issues of contamination in other regional areas. Dr. Hall says there are a number of possible contaminants.
There's a whole range of ways that water becomes contaminated and unsafe to drink, and that roughly falls into the category of naturally occurring chemicals such as magnesium, nitrates, uranium, arsenic, calcium. There's also contaminants from human activities, so mining activity, agricultural chemicals, other contaminating processes. And then there's the third group, which is biological contamination, which is usually when sewage enters into the drinking water system.
Because every town will face different problems and contaminants, she says water management needs to reflect this, and there is no one-size-fits-all solution. She says the best way for the Australian government to solve the issue nationally is to consult with affected residents and find out what they need.
What we don't see enough of, and communities are really crying out for it, and that's consultation, actually asking the people what is acceptable and what alternatives would work for you. And I'm working on a range of Indigenous health projects around remote Australia, and I hear that so often.
Dr. Hall says the best way for the average Australian to help is to call for changes to the systems responsible for providing safe water.
The best use of our time and attention and outrage is to go to those organisations that need to be delivering safe water. And if those Indigenous councils, for example, aren't adequately funded because they are on a grant-based funding scheme, then maybe that needs to be reconsidered.
For now, rural Australians are pushing for the rest of the country to make this a public conversation.
That story was by Missy Drage.